Yes, the store has, that store now has come out that that's looking to close because it's non, it's not making money for them, you know. And I suppose Barnardo's, you know, Barnardo's out there to help people, as I always established it. But they're saying that it's not, so obviously they're looking at their overheads and one thing and another between rates and all that. It doesn't justify them having that shop. And it is a big shop, you know. I thought they might have downsized or something, but no, they're going to close down. Sad that, you know, a charity shop's closing down, but as like any other business, the charities have their overhead and costs as well. You know, it's one of those things now, it's a times we're in, you know, it's down to, I would say, with charities, they have to watch their costs, and when they have a big store like they have in Strabane, it's probably, they've took this decision to close it.
I'm sure it's also sad for the people who gave up their time to work there on a voluntary basis.
Well, it would be, because there's a lot of people that have done that, you know, and yes, there's a bit of sadness there as well, you know, because there's a lot of people out there within our communities that love to volunteer and the likes of that and help others and help to help keep their costs down. But sadly, it's Barnardo's is now closing due to the fact that it's not sustainable, you know.
But they haven't necessarily ruled out reopening in the town at some stage.
Well, that's what they have, you know, and I thought they might have done that, looked around now for a smaller premise, because if you see the premises they're in, it's quite a large premises, you know, so you'd have thought they might have downsized and downscaled to a smaller shop, but we're just going to wait and see. But it is, yes, it's sad to see that that's closing.